Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Tuesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership. Something that we do poorly in IT, very poorly. I wish that many of you all could see the craziness that I see day in, day out, week in, week out. If you, as an organization, onboard a strategic partner or vendor, and they're not working out, they're not who you expected or what you expected, I'm giving you the freedom to change. There are some bad partners out there. And I have stories. I just can't share them on the air. And it's okay if you come to this realization months into your engagement or contract, even though you signed up for years. You should have a contractual opportunity to change, because these vendors are not meeting the stated objectives. Many times the partner who does thousands of these types of contracts annually, this partner negotiates one-sided terms, and it takes months for the client side to realize it. Once again, I see this all the time. I'm usually asked to come in and help clean up. What can we do about this? And one of the most important actions to take along this process is to document your lessons learned and how you can avoid similar pain in the future. If you just fall out of one relationship into another without learning anything, you're going to repeat your mistakes, just like in your personal life. My younger days, I went from relationship to relationship. Long relationship. I didn't learn anything. And that's how many organizations are as well. And just to repeat this, it is okay to change partners as long as your contract permits it, because you are not getting your expected outcomes. Our stakeholders are putting more expectations on us. We need our vendors and our partners to step up. Our IT leaders, our leaders are under pressure to deliver, you could use the word co-create, outcomes, and we must rely on our partners. If the partner falls short, it's the leader who bears the onus, bears the punishment, the penalization, even if it's not monetary or anything else. It's that IT leader that chose that vendor that's now under scrutiny. In today's dynamic environment, very dynamic, do not feel trapped. The trap of sunk cost into a partner, this trap is real. We live in a world that worries about sunk cost. And they shouldn't. We talk about sunk cost theory often. Just because you made one decision, don't feel like you own that decision. You can change. And the ability to have an agile mindset is key. Avoid this trap. Every new decision requires new data points, and you should not be limited by previous decisions. It's like if you're driving on a road trip and you make a wrong turn, do you stay going that wrong way or do you turn around as quickly as possible? Hopefully you turn around as quickly as possible. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us today, this Tuesday. Hope you have an awesome Tuesday. Please follow our LinkedIn company page and let me know how Service Management Leadership can help your organization. Have an awesome rest of your day. Bye.